Tuesday, 29th of September, 1942. It was around 10 a.m. when the first set of bombs hit. The earth shook and the hard stone walls began to crack. I was in my first maths lesson when we were told to get under our tables and hide. Then, suddenly, without warning, the ceiling collapsed and parts broke off, trapping me under my desk. The sound of stumbling footsteps and hushed whispers filled the small room. Yelling echoed down the hallways and the deafening silence turned into panic screams and heavy footsteps. Then, the second bomb hit. I pushed the heavy stone brick off my desk with all I had, sweat dripping slowly off my palms. As soon as I was free, I bolted for the door, scrambling over rubble stained with blood and children laying collapsed on the floor. I began to run through the long, twisted corridors, searching for any signs of life. Then, a third massive explosion hit from not too far away. A chunk of chiseled rock flew off a wall and dug deep into my side. Hot blood trickled down my shaking legs. I felt helpless and terrified, but I had to keep going. I had to keep my promise. Then, out of the corner of my eye, a glimpse of hope. A thin ray of light was peeking through a tiny crack in the wall. I began to sob, clawing at the jagged rocks with the only strength I had left. Quickly, a shard broke free, then another. Finally, my face lit up with hope. I burst through the tiny hole. There were crowds of people, teachers, parents, and even other schools. Some frightened, some in tears. He wasn't there. Then I saw him. He was right there. There was hot blood dripping off his hands. His ear was missing. He limped towards me. He stumbled through the dust and destruction. Then he fell. He was gone, my best friend. Bye, Fern.